Halo. You know the music. Time to dance.
3, 2, 1. You're listening to the Ultimate Halo Show with the Spartacat and Fletch. Get your Halo fix on the go. Subscribe now to the Ultimate Halo Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
Oh, you know what it is. This is the Ultimate Halo Show, the podcast for all the Halo you care about. It's back. It's not necessarily better than ever before, but it feels so good to be coming off the heels of a little hiatus.
Well, y'all back. I'm still here.
Oh, true. True. I'm back. Of course, I'm joined by the one and only Jack Fletcher. How you been, my man?
I'm good. I'm alive, sadly, you know. I'm doing my thing, you know. But connect with us on our social pages. Subscribe on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/UltimateHalo. Kenny, my main boy, you can follow him at the Sparta Cat. And Fletch, your boy Fletch, at FletchUH. I'm nearly at 2K. Get me to 2K. If you don't...
you'll be fine. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen at all. Of course, you can also listen to the Ultimate Halo Show on the go, so you can take your Halo nerdiness with you wherever you want. Just be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts just by searching Ultimate Halo.
You can share questions and topics you want to hear on the show. Post topics in the comments section with the hashtag Q&A, or tweet at us to be featured in our very next episode of the show.
In the news.
All right, so as we mentioned earlier, today is indeed a glorious day for the Halo community. What a time to be alive. Halo Reach is now available as part of Halo the Master Chief Collection on Xbox One and Steam. To get access to Reach on PC via the Microsoft Store and Steam, subscribe to Xbox Game Pass or PC to get full access to the PC version of MCC. You can also purchase MCC for a reasonable $39.99 US dollars. But do again keep in mind that the initial purchases of the PC version of the game only include Halo Reach for now, as the wonderful team at 343 is working on releasing the rest of the games, which will release sequentially throughout 2020. Or hopefully throughout 2020, we shall see.
But
you can also purchase each title as they become available individually, if you would like, the a la carte version, as they say, for 10 US dollars each. Or on Xbox, for existing owners of MCC, the Halo Reach campaign, along with Firefight, will be available as a premium add-on for 10 US dollars.
So to the next headline, Halo Infinite's new slipspace engine described as the most cutting-edge engine on the planet. Now, that's a pretty bold claim, and according to Danielle Giannetti on LinkedIn, that was in their bio when discussing the topic. Now, Kenny, that's bold. That's very bold. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you're going to make the claim that is the most cutting edge engine, that's a mouthful, in the world, that definitely, I think, sets the bar pretty high. And if you think about, you know, from that interview with Bonnie, with IGN, Bonnie Ross, you know, talking about how Halo Infinite's supposed to be a spiritual reboot, the heavy investments the team seems to be making into tools and infrastructure to make the creative process as easy and flexible as possible. I think this makes sense, and it sounds like the team internally, at least, is pretty excited about the possibilities of what the new tools and the new engine are unlocking for them. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, definitely there's some limitations that were quite clear on the Halo 5 engine that, you know, really, for me, stood out. And even from launch of Halo 5, when this thing was brand new to the Xbox console, the new generations, I was like, I can see the limitations straight away. But with the Halo Infinite engine, the slipspace, initially, I've got no qualms with it. It looks fantastic. Now, I think going up against other engines in the business, such as, you know, Rockstar's engine for, let's say, Red Dead Redemption 2, is utterly gorgeous. Probably a development nightmare, because I've heard that Rockstar, I don't know, it's just kind of like a spaghetti of code. Like, you've really got to just, like, dig your way through that sort of stuff. And, you know, like, things like, what's that PlayStation exclusive called? The Last of Us. Yeah. Just that little game. Yeah. You know, engines like that look absolutely incredible. But I think the thing that people always forget about when it comes to Halo, and people do that comparison of, you know, that guy from The Last of Us and Halo Infinite. Fair enough. Okay, there was that dumb meme with the pixelated picture, but what people have to remember is that the Halo engine does so much. So games like The Last of Us are very scripted, very heavy in terms of you go here, do this sort of stuff. It may be an open world, but Halo has lots of physics, lots of particle effects, lots of AI, and the AI typically has been known to be rather intelligent, even though in, you know, quite future titles it did get dumbed down just for the sake of hardware.
Right.
So there's a lot going on in the Halo engine. It's a big statement, but I can believe it, but I will wait until I see it, if I'm truthful.
We shall see. Very exciting stuff to think about, especially, again, as we're kicking off the new year very, very soon, and hopefully with it, the marketing and hype train for the one and only Halo Infinite. So we shall see. Of course, stay locked right here to Ultimate Halo for all the latest updates, news, and more on Halo Infinite and beyond.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/UltimateHalo. This is the Ultimate Halo Show.
Let's get into our first discussion topic for the show. It's good to be back on the podcast again. I miss it. This one is actually a question from Empress Cortana that she threw to us on Twitter. This one actually we thought would be kind of like a nice little check-in, nice little touch base, since it has been a couple months, at least for myself, since I've been back on the Halo content creation scene. She asked, how does Halo make you feel? How did it in the past? How does it now? That's a pretty loaded question. But I think a very appropriate one, given the context of where things are at right now with the Halo community. So Fletchy, if you want to start this one off.
Well, to all of those questions, the answer has always been, and always will be, moist. Baby, I'm going to throw up. But yeah, I mean, how does it make me feel? I feel great about Halo at the moment, even though, like, in terms of a content creation perspective, I've been dragging my heels for so long, and it's just been such a real chore to a degree when it shouldn't be, just because there's nothing new necessarily to talk about when our stuff is very topical and, you know, sort of news related. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive. We're coming up to the year mark until Halo Infinite comes out, and this is where it starts really gearing up internally with studios as well, which is very exciting. You know, it'll be soon enough by the time we're seeing gameplay, which I just cannot wrap my head around. It's just such a crazy thought.
Yeah.
How did it make me feel in the past? I mean, Halo, I mean, it's a part of my life. You know, I'm 24 now. I've been playing since I was like five, nearly six. So, you know, for me, there's a big nostalgia element. You know, it made me feel, there was this feeling of wonder I always got from Halo, and there was always things that I never understood. So it was always bigger than concepts that as a child I could understand. But that was fine, because that left it more interesting for me as I got older to learn about these things that have always been there but I didn't necessarily know about because I just couldn't understand it. So, and how does it make me feel now? Great, honestly. And Halo Infinite, I just cannot articulate how good it feels a new game comes out next year, and that all these Halo games are coming to PC to bring a new fan base to Halo.
Are you selling out? Is that?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I think for my answers to that, I think that's pretty much where I'd place myself as well too. Halo is the only franchise that can make me feel something so strong to the point where I get the game f***ing tattooed on my arm. And that is a pretty big statement considering it's the only tattoo.
I don't make you feel that way?
No.
What?
No, actually you don't, Fletch. You don't, after all these years.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning into the podcast. You know, we'll see you next time on Ultimate Halo, except for Kenny, and stay tuned.
I love that. Halo is the game that I think really unlocked so much potential for me, really allowed me to connect with people all over the world, like, of course, you, Fletchy, you know, people all over the US, all over the UK, you know, all of you guys around the world that watch our videos. It makes me feel really thankful and appreciative to realize that there is this genuine human level of connection that is really cool. You know, just see people brought together by this one franchise in so many different ways and so many different mediums, you know, from art to all the different content you see in the game, to, you know, YouTubers, musicians. It's just really cool to see the community. So it makes me feel thankful to be a part of that. How did it in the past? You know, I'd really say it felt special to, you know, come home after elementary school, my little 7-year-old ass going home to sit down and shoot some aliens. And I was like, I had no idea what was going on, but I knew it was fun. And my neighbors would come home because I was the only one in the neighborhood that had an Xbox. They'd come home with me. We would just sit there for hours and hours just going through all the levels, not knowing what the story was. We were just shooting aliens. And it was the most wholesome, you know, little thing. Now it's a little bit more interesting. It's definitely a little bit more turbulent here and there. If you think about how long it's been since we had a Halo game released, it's been, you know, a pretty on-off journey, I'd say, you know, staying interested, passionate, finding that drive, that motivation to continue producing content here and there. But I think once I do kind of find that little wave again, that little groove, it's definitely something that's really exciting to be a part of as well. So I think all those kind of do tie into each other. But that was a really good question from Cortana. Overall, though, very cautiously optimistic, and I think rightfully so, for Halo Infinite and everything that Halo Reach on PC will unlock for the community in general.
Si, senor.
Si, senor.
Community Q&A. Have a question for next week's show? Ask us anything in the YouTube comments by using hashtag Q&A or tweet your questions at ultimate_Halo on Twitter.
Okay, so down to the next community Q&A. So remember to ask us anything using the hashtag Q&A in our comment section or tweeting us at ultimate_Halo. Now, Adreamo100, my good friend, he asks, will Halo Infinite multiplayer be an evolution of the multiplayer of Halo 3? Kenneth?
You know, that's a very specific question. I can't say yes in a direct way to that. I think if we did go specifically back to a very heavily influenced Halo 3 multiplayer, I would say that'd be too huge of a regression, I think, given what Halo 4, you know, tried to do and then where we're at with Halo 5. I think, you know, things like enhanced mobility, potentially the return of like loadouts or some sort of, you know, different profile style equipment, you know, or maybe class-based system is maybe the future of Halo Infinite. Unfortunately, I do think simpler is better with the Halo sandbox, but I don't think we would see Halo Infinite regress as far back to Halo 3. I think that you'll definitely see a lot more of those newer, more modern elements in there.
Yeah, and I think this can obviously bring up the discussion once again, sprint versus no sprint, ground pound.
Just don't sprint.
Just don't sprint.
Just don't sprint.
We've said it
just
for too
sprint.
Long. But the thing is, it's like, it's not just about that. I mean, you can go watch our other videos about the topic and you'll see clearly why that's the case, like why we think it'll probably be in Halo. The audience is different. Gamers expect different things these days. And I think a lot of the old guys who used to play it back in the day aren't necessarily there anymore. Yeah, they might pick it up, but they're not going to be the hardcore fans that stay there forever. So I'm personally going to try to avoid that conversation because it's a long one and we'll just end up repeating ourselves a million times over. But I think it will have a taste of everything. I think it'll look at the market. I think it'll look at what's going well in the market, what people are really reacting well to, because you got to remember, it's a business. These things need to make money. They need to be marketable. I think people will see some more classic elements in there. Maybe it might strip back a little bit. Who knows? But I think there'll be a bit of something to keep everyone happy, but not absolutely satisfy every taste bud there is imaginable out there. Because it's the community is that diverse, it's just hard to make that a reasonable thing to do.
You can dive into, you know, the whole Battle Royale conversation as well, too, and what that means, you know, releasing a modern game as a service nowadays, and the playability of that, the sustainability, and then there's the whole financial lens to look through that whole issue of as well, too. And it's not really just enough, you know, to release a solid, you know, deathmatch and objective modes. It's almost like new titles now have to have some sort of new game mode or style of gameplay to really set you apart and really generate that hype and individuality that I think a lot of gamers are really looking for now, because there's just been so much exposure and there's so much of a saturated market in the I think shooter genre in general now. So Halo Infinite is, I think, in a pretty great position to maybe put a spin on, you know, the FPS genre, but we shall see. Do I think Battle Royale is it? No, but we won't open that can of worms right now. Let's move on to our next question on Twitter from Captain Lester. He asked a pretty interesting question. With the rise of COD Modern Warfare crossplay for Xbox, PC, and PS4, do you think Halo should do crossplay at some point? What are your thoughts?
Well, I am always the big idea of why the hell not. like, it's got its pros and its cons, but it brings a lot of people together. I play Rocket League a hell of a lot, an obscene amount, and I absolutely love that game. That's cross-platform between Nintendo Switch, PC, and honestly, when I'm playing against PC players, and you can tell when you're playing someone on the PC, I don't feel like they're that drastically better than me. I know shooters are a little bit different in terms of like the pinpoint accuracy of the mouse, but I mean, it's hard to say. I say yes. I think it's got more benefits than it has disadvantages.
I agree with that as well too. I think going to where gamers are can only do good things for any franchise, really. You know, obviously crossplay should not be allowed in things like ranked gameplay, and for ranked placements. You can have, I think, different leagues and different ways to do that. But for things like custom games, social gameplay, campaign, why the hell not, right? Like, it just makes so much sense. It just makes the game so much more accessible. And if you think about what Game Pass is doing as well, to, you know, having it a version on PC or console or, you know, Ultimate, which gives you access to both, it just makes sense.
Yeah, for too many years, like, there've been barriers to playing with friends, you know, and like, these barriers are now finally getting lifted, and these people are coming together. And I think at the same time as well, I'd be quite interested to know how many PC players play with a controller. And now, people might think, dumbass, like, PC players are not going to use controller. Honestly, being able to sit back with a controller feels different than, you know, it's a bit more of a relaxing experience, in my opinion. I know plenty of people who play a PC with controller. I sometimes do it depending on what game it is. Uber Nick does it for Halo, and that's fine. People might think, oh, well, you're a noob or you're not as good. But actually, if you spent all of your life perfecting the controller to the best you can, you may be slightly better than someone who's been playing PC for a good long while.
I think, you know, if it makes sense for you as a gamer, if that's what you're used to, I think there's pros and cons depending on, you know, what you're able to use as well. But why the hell not, right? I think crossplay definitely makes a lot of sense, and you can really make of it what you want. I think that's really just about, you know, what it's about.
Next question. James Tamplin asks, what videos do you have planned after release? Also, will there be community playdates? Thank you so much, James.
Just to clarify, this was a question from James Tamplin, not Duquesne. This was from James entirely, 100%.
So, James, thank you so much for taking the time to leave that question.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it really helps out the show. So, you know, you can ask hashtag Q&A in the comments or tweet us, just like James did. Just James.
Yeah, we thought this would be a nice way to wrap up the podcast. Now that we're back, just kind of with a quick little summary of what we plan to do with the channel leading up to Infinite, of course, with Halo Reach coming out as well too on MCC. I think playdates are definitely going to be a pretty big one. Fletch and I are thinking about getting back into, well, not thinking about, we are planning to get back into streaming a little bit more frequently over on mixer.com/UltimateHalo. So that'll be a pretty nice way to interact live with you guys, get into some games, get some play dates going, maybe collab here and there with some co-streams with some other streamers and content creators out there. So it'll overall be a good little wholesome time for everybody. So definitely streams are coming up for sure. I think the podcast as well too, the Ultimate Halo Show, is going to be a great way to keep up with discussions and everything topical happening in the community as well.
I definitely have videos planned. So one of the big things for me growing up was actually getting out of Halo maps, and I think now is a perfect opportunity to start revisiting how to get out all of these Halo Reach maps, because 343's games are quite restrictive in terms of the map design. Like, they really don't want you to leave their maps, but Halo Reach's maps have some crazy out of boundaries, and like the actual size of these maps, like, they're bigger than the interior of the maps. It's huge, it's crazy. Bungie went mad, so I have quite a few videos planned of them already ready, laid out to go. There will be community play dates. We'll just see where it goes. I mean, there's going to be what, 6 point something billion maps when all the Halo games launch eventually, because of the custom games. So there's like almost infinite possibilities. So if there ever are any suggestions, tweet us, because I'm most likely to reply that way. So if you want to play a date, if you have any suggestions, tweet me. Let's have a chat. Let's get some ideas going. Let's get the creative juices flowing, so to speak.
Delicious. Definitely a lot to look forward to here on Ultimate Halo, and of course in the Halo community in general. What a great time to be a Halo fan, wouldn't you say, Fletcherino?
Nah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, well, can I at least get a Hoya?
Hoya?
Yeah.
that's going to wrap it up for the Ultimate Halo Show. Once again, it is so good once again to be back here on the podcast and the channel. Thank you guys so much for listening. Of course, be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts so you can take the show with you wherever you go. My name is Kenny. You can follow me on Twitter at TheSpartaCat, and you can follow my boy Fletch at...
Sorry, I was on my phone. At FletchUH, thank you. I really want to get to 2K followers. Thank you.
Yeah, more reason to actually unfollow at FletchUH on Twitter. But with that, we will see you guys next time right back here on the channel and the Ultimate Halo Show. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Subscribe now to Ultimate Halo for more unfriggin' believable Halo content. We'll be right back.